Hello everyone and welcome to the Josh Robinson Show. I am your host Josh and man oh man, I am sitting here after last week with that just crappy ass mic to come back to or to start 2020 with the Josh Robinson Show. On that note, was just not what I expected, but as you can hear probably through some other content of mine including Reverb and Josh Plays over on YouTube, I've got my new mic, I'm living my dreams, you know, just having a grand old time, just living my life, as you would do. But, man, this has been one of the craziest weeks I've ever had since starting podcasting. I didn't really know, I've taken a few days to process things now, but as you know, I did my charity stream for the Australian bushfires to aid WISE New South Wales, and the Red Cross Australia, to raise some funds to help out the people and the wildlife affected by these just devastating bushfires, which are still happening and they're not going to go away anytime soon. But it was crazy because this time last week, I just kind of had this idea to help this country out because I'm just like, I want to do something for the country that is my home, that is, I love this country, I love Australia. And the last 7 days, or a little bit maybe longer than that, it has just been like the world's eyes has been on Australia, and people within Hollywood and just people in general are helping out Australia, which is beautiful to see. And I was like, I need to do something, I want to do my part. And it all started last week when I just put out a tweet saying, hey, this is going to happen. And just the outpour of support was just so mind-blowing to me. I didn't think that I would get this as much support as I did on everything last week than I actually did. I just got a lot of support and it was just wonderful. It was just, it made my heart happy. So long story short, what I'm kind of getting to here now is I did the stream, Wrestling Reverb, had a huge Reverb rewind. Me and Kevin went live on Twitch. We had an audience that actually interacted with us and we got donation after donation after donation. Throughout the whole week, I was getting donations into that, the tip jar or the PayPal account, or if people were just donating directly. And by the end of the stream, we had like $300, nearly $400, give or take like $20. It was nearly $400 Australian dollars that we had raised. And, I kept the tip jar open for the entire weekend over this last weekend. And I was like, just in case anyone wanted to tip, they weren't able to get it, or if they're watching the stream or listening to the podcast version of the show and then being like, oh, I'd like to help out. I did that for that reason. So I did that, and then a person who wishes to remain anonymous, and I will keep their anonymousness, whatever you want to say, I will, of course, respect that, gave a rather generous donation. I got a few more donations, and then this really big one that took our total to $865 that I was able to divide up 50-50 and put into the Wildlife WISE Foundation and to Red Cross Australia. $865 is way more than I was ever expecting to donate, and man, oh man, I was just so overwhelmed. I was nearly in tears because I was just so, I had so much joy. I just was like, these people have come out for this country that's going on, they've supported what I'm doing, and it's restored my faith in Twitter. There is a lot of negativity that goes around on Twitter or on the internet in general, and it's just like, man, it's so easy to some days just look at it and be like, I do not want to deal with this. It's just, whether it's directly at you or not directly at you, it's just, it's draining. The place can be very draining, but every time now I'm going to, like, every time I think I'm going to be drained, I'm just going to think back to these last 7 days of this support and this love and the amount of people that have just showed their appreciation, you know, saying, hey, thank you for doing what you're doing. And not that this was ever the intention of, you know, this is all based on the fact that I wanted to help Australia out, because it's seeing my country burn is just devastating to me. But of course, it feels lovely to have people being like, thank you for what you're doing. And it's like, this is just a small little, you know, $865 in the grand scheme of things isn't a lot, of course, to these places. But, you know, in comparison to the people that are giving millions of dollars or, you know, whatever. But it's something that I am very proud of. And it's the most proud I've ever been doing podcasting or any kind of content creating is being able to do this. I don't know whether I'm going to do a second stream like that I don't know whether I'm going to do something else to try and help out the thing, to try and help out Australia, because there's still a lot of work to be done. However, it's just, again, the word is overwhelming, just to be like, wow, the amount of people that just shared the tweet, the amount of people that showed up to the stream, the amount of people that donated or just supported in any single way, shape or form is so crazy to me. And it's just so, it just makes me smile, because it's just something that I did not expect to raise as much money as I did. And I'm just very proud of the fact that we did that. This isn't like a single effort, and I'm not being like, look at me, I'm so great. It's not what it is at all. It's just, we did that. We raised that money. And I have found a way to include the wrestling stuff, the, you know, this crazy world that we call wrestling that we all love, and put it into this, and try and do some good in the world, because that's always what I'm planning to do. Spread some love, spread some good deeds, and just show the power of people, what they can really do, and the power of wrestling, and the power to help out. At the end of the day, we're all human beings, and help out fellow human beings. You know, a lot of my audience, whether listening to this show or Wrestling Reverb or watching myself on YouTube, you know, I know the majority of my audience is probably not from Australia. I get that. I have a lot of people following me from the States and from the UK, wherever you are in the world. Just thank you very much for coming together and being like, hey, this is really good that you're doing this. Let's share this tweet. Let's, you know, write something nice. Let's donate. Whatever you did, it's just, I hope you know that it's truly, truly, I'm truly, truly appreciative of it, because I don't think my keyboard could do justice of how truly grateful I was to each and every one of you. And that's why I'm dedicating this whole episode to the people that helped me. And you're going to get, it's not just going to be like, thank you, everyone. No, I'm going to go through some people that actually genuinely went out of their way to support me. And that was a lot of people. And it's just crazy to me, because, you know, sometimes you don't feel like, you know, when I was going into this, I was like, I'm happy if I raise. I had an end goal. It was $50. $50 was my set out. Like, yo, if I raise $50, I'll be happy. $865 is a little more. It's a, you know, $105. No, I don't know how to count. $115 more. Listen to me talk. Listen to me talk right now. It's $815 more than I ever expected to get. And, you know, it's so crazy how close I got to $1,000. I'm just, again, I'm so mind blown by all of it. So, going through some of these people and just, you know, obviously I'm not going to be able to name everyone, because I will forget somebody. So if you know, I'm sorry if I forgot you, just know that you're truly appreciated, you're truly loved, and all of that kind of stuff, because I do. I do love and appreciate all of you that went out of your way just to do whatever, any of the things that I listed before. The first person I want to thank, obviously, is Kevin, because we had many pre-chat streams, many pre-stream chats, I should say, and I put a lot of pressure on me and Kevin that we got to do this well, because I want to be on, you know what I mean, quote-unquote on, and Kevin knows how important that was to me, and Kevin knows how much I truly appreciate him for that, because I wouldn't have been able to do that show just alone on my own. Yes, okay, I organized all of this kind of stuff on my own. I am the one that's running the ship here and stuff like that. Everyone knows that. It's no secret that Kevin is my co-host. Wrestling Reverb is my baby. And it's the show I created, and all of the stuff that I do is all of my own creation. But Kevin helps me steer that ship very well. And without Kev, especially last Friday, more than any of our other shows, I wouldn't have been able to do what I did. So thank you, Kevin, for everything that you've done, doing, and continue to do for me, because it is truly appreciated, because I give Kevin a lot of shit. I always pick on Kevin, but this is the only time you're ever going to hear me be super sincere, Kevin. Thank you for everything. Mags. Mags is somebody that always goes out of the way, is very supportive. Again, someone that I like to banter with on Twitter. I call him a stupid old man, and he calls me dumb. And that's just the relationship that we have, and that I love, because I can be an absolute piece of shit to him, and he knows I'm just joking at the end of the day. But Mags is someone who's very supportive of all this stuff, and is very much always the first person to congratulate someone or tell them that they're doing well or give them feedback in any way, shape, or form. And last week, he came out and showed that he was very much supportive of what I was doing, because he knows how much I love this country. He knows how much I love wrestling. And if I can combine those two things, he knows that I'll be a very happy dude. So thank you to Mags for absolutely everything in the last 7 days. Queen, JPQ, I put yous two together because yous are the besties. Yous are you are each other's best friends, and I just love that to bits. You guys are always supportive of me, Queen. You know how highly I think of you. And this last 7 days, you've shown me that you, without sounding cocky, you also put me in a very high regard, because you were very much supportive of all of this. And you popped into the stream to say hey and be like, let's, you know, donate or whatever you did. It's just very much, I feel the love when I get the love from Queen. She'll know what I mean. JPQ, you're always my dude. You're always very real and straight and honest with me, and I love that about you. And this last week, you've just gone, hey, let's save some koalas for one, and let's raise some money for Australia. Much love always, especially in this last week. Zach of Smark and Friends, man, he is one of the most loving, wholesome, just downright good people on in the wrestling Twitter world that I've come across and that I've met through the internet. And he is someone that always leaves a nice message to say, hey, this is fantastic what you're doing. I'm very much a very hype man, very good hype man, promoting me like crazy, and going out of his way to make sure that he knows that I know that he wants to help any way he can. I'm another person that wants to help as well. Bob Culture Pod, Bob, is just, I mean, he, I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to go out of my way to make sure everyone knows exactly what's been said to me or anything like that, but just know that he offered his help in a very, very big way, and he was willing and able to do absolutely anything he needed to help me out with this charity stuff and with the stream and everything like that. He made it very known to me that he was only a message away if I needed any help. So thank you very much, dude, for that. Good guy, Dave. Dave is someone that I know is very, like, supportive of people. And he makes it very known, and this is a good thing. And he hung out for the whole entire stream. He really, really made it feel special and made it feel like, hey, this is a big deal. This is something that you should be very proud of. And he made me open my eyes to that, because sometimes I can get in my own head about these things, and I don't like to come across as I'm being cocky, because there's a fine line between cocky and confidence. And I'm always in my head battling with that and thinking I'm just being a cocky piece of shit if I'm coming across as just bragging. That's not what I'm doing at all. It's just that sometimes you are allowed to be happy and proud of what you've done or are doing. And I was very much in that zone last week. So thank you, Dave. Kelsey is another one that's very supportive of all my stuff. She mentioned it in her YouTube video, her YouTube live stream Q&A. I just appreciate her because she does show me how to be better, which is really nice. And she doesn't even know that she's doing it, but I just appreciate it very much. Conrad of Everything Pro Wrestling hung out for the entire stream as well, helped out, and just very, very supportive. Conrad knows that I just have so much respect for him, and I just love it. I just love the relationship he and I have made and became friends, and very smart dude too. That whole stream, if you haven't watched the stream, you can go back on Twitch or on my YouTube, or you can listen to the podcast version, and very smart, especially when it comes to the Attitude Era. He's like my encyclopedia for that stuff. So thank you, Conrad. Headlock Talk, Tanner and Steven, just, I've said how much I love those two dudes, but again, supportive is a word that's going to keep coming up, but very supportive of all the stuff that I do, and they always, again, make it known that this is a big deal, and what you've done is fantastic, and just offering their congratulations, and just, again, much love to all of them. Luke, Omega Luke, big famous celebrity now, and just all-round sexpot. What a dude. Again, one that is just... First and foremost, before I get into my thank you for Luke, I need to congratulate Luke. I have said it time and time again on Twitter, but Luke, I hope you're listening to this right now, because it is amazing what you've done in such a short amount of time since stepping away with the end of Brainbuster and stepping away from wrestling, in a sense, at least wrestling-related content, going onto your Football Manager stuff and being a part of this huge platform and gaining a following, and just congratulations to you, dude, because that is just something incredible, and big famous Luke is just... Now I can just look up to you even more. Even more, Luke. So, round of applause for one Luke Robinson. What a dude. But you are someone, again, that is very supportive. And I know that if, you know, you're popping into a stream and saying, you know, congratulations, this is really, really great. And, you know, offering your love on Twitter. I know that it's something that I should be proud of, because I hold you in a very high standard, my dude. So, thank you very much. I think you don't realize how much you inspire people to be better, as cheesy as that sounds, but thank you, Luke. The lads from Get Your Wrestling Podcast, again, another group of people that are just out of their way, supportive, and showing that you can do this, you've got this, everything like that. It's just wonderful to see all of that, and just... It's sometimes hard to put into words for each one of these people, or these groups of people. It's, it gets me very emotional. I know you can probably hear it in my voice. I'm trying to keep it together, because this last week has made me very emotional towards all of these people, and just like, wow. I mean, when I got that final total, your boy was pretty emotional. And I don't really get sentimental too often, or I'm not a big crier or anything like that, but this just... I think my emotions have been a bit high towards this situation with everything, and just the fact that I did this, you know what I mean? Like, I've done this, and it's just so completely crazy to me that I can't believe it, and I'm just still very overwhelmed by it all. Who else helped me out? Let me see. Of course, BJ from Aussie Lucian, he always is very, very... He thinks very highly of me, which I'm still like, what the hell? Like, I'm just a dumb little kid that's just talking about wrestling. But he's always been very supportive of all the stuff, and a very big fan of all of my content. And he, of course, made it very known that he was like, you're doing something great, raising money for, of course, fellow Australian. So he knows. Thank you very much, BJ. Who else have we got here? Jared Kenner. He was DMing me, you know, being like, oh, I want to help out anyway I can. Thank you to you as well. I'm going to forget some people. Don't worry. I will. Foul. I can't forget Foul. Foul always is, I mean, Foul is Foul, and Foul knows that I love him very much. But another very supportive person that lets it know and being like, hey, everyone get in here and let's raise some money. And I know my words are not doing him justice at the moment, but man, oh man, thank you very much, Foul. So many more people. Honestly, so many more people from the boys that really rumbled. We got Mort. There's just so many people, and again, I am so sorry if I forgot anybody. It is just, it's very overwhelming and very like, wow, so many people offered their support and love and everything like that. So I do apologize to anyone that I did forget, but just know that I appreciate you, I love you, and everything like that. It is just truly, truly, truly touches my heart that you went out of your way to help me, and I will never, ever, ever to any of you guys be able to repay you for what you've done for me these last 7 days. And I truly, truly love each and every one of you. And I'm not going to ask you guys for too much more. I don't like asking people for help. And I don't like being like, hey, I really need you to do this and do that. I'm just the supportive guy on Twitter. That's my shtick, and that's what I like to, and I like to stay in that lane. But thank you very much, and I guess that'll do it for this week's The Josh Robinson Show. I'll be back next week with something I'm sure that will be a little happier, a little more fun than this show, but thank you again to all of you. Please rate this podcast 5 stars on iTunes if you're watching on YouTube. A like, a share, subscribe, all of that good stuff. And until next time, please continue to be kind to one another. And I thank you for your kindness this week. Much love to you all. Peace out.